This is program number LW2627. Well, you don't hear of it happening too often, but when it does, it astonishes everybody. Hi, this is Larry West. What I'm talking about is when a man gives his life for a friend, it's incredibly astonishing. It really happened. On February 3, back in 1943, at 1:15 in the morning, the troop transport ship called the Dorchester during the Second World War was torpedoed and sunk in the cold North Atlantic off Greenland. The ship was only 90 miles from its destination, just 90 miles. But within 27 minutes, 678 of the 904 men on board were lost in the iceberg waters of the North Atlantic. Among the 678 men were four chaplains, John Washington, Alexander Good, George Fox, and Clark Poling. These four men did this thing I'm talking about today, this astonishing thing. They laid down their lives for their friends. They went down with their ship voluntarily, giving their life jackets to soldiers who had none. Believe it or not, with utter disregard for themselves, these four men stood hand in hand on the sinking ship, praying. Some say not for themselves, but for the men who were jumping into the icy waters. It doesn't happen very often. But when it does, when a man gives his life for another, when he gives his life for his friend, it is incredibly astonishing. I guess that's what made Charles Dickens' story so famous. I'm talking about his story entitled A Tale of Two Cities. Maybe you've read it. In that story, a man named Sidney Carton loved a girl named Lucy Manette, but she didn't love him back. In fact, she broke his heart when she married another man. His name was Evremond. Well, Evremond was arrested one day, even sentenced to death. He was to go to the guillotine. Well, Carton learned about it, and even though Evremond was his enemy, I mean, he had stolen his girl. You know what Carton did, though? He bribed his way into Evremond's cell, drugged him, changed clothes with him, and then had him, Evremond, carried from the prison and safely back into the arms of Lucy, the girl both of them loved. Then Carton went to the guillotine in the place of Evremond. Carton gave his life for somebody else. It wasn't for a friend in this story. Carton died for his enemy. And you know, that's exactly what the Bible says Jesus did for us. The Bible says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Yeah, but Evremond was Carton's enemy. But after all, you know, that was just a story, a fictitious story. No one would ever really do that, not for his enemy. Or would he? Well, the Bible says that Jesus died for his enemies, and that's no fictitious tale. It happened. Quite frankly, I don't understand how a man can give his life for his enemies. I know it happened. Jesus did it. I have a hard time understanding it is all. I don't think I could ever do it. Oh, maybe for a friend, but for an enemy? That's some kind of love. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Listen, God loves you more than he loves his own life. That's why he died for you. What are you going to do with Jesus? What are you going to do with Jesus? You know, that's a question you have to answer now. How you answer it. Now, if you choose not to answer it, you are in choosing not to answer it, answering it. You see, you still make a decision. But how you choose to answer that question, what will you do with Jesus, will determine one of these days what Jesus is going to do with you. I have a Bible study course that discusses more of the tremendous love God has for us in the fact that he died even for his enemies. Why don't you write me for this free, non-denominational Bible study course? It's yours with no cost, no obligation. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, two words, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.